get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little. All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course, and episode number 38. Pete, how you doing, Repeat?
Doing good.
Yes, and how you doing, Repeat?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I got to always repeat myself with him because he's Repeat, you know. My producer, of course, couldn't do it without him. And last episode, of course, it was episode number 37. I can't count, I guess, for shit, you know, because last episode I was keep saying 14 more episodes to episode number 50, but it was 13 more episodes. This is episode number 38. We have 12 more episodes to episode number 50, two more episodes to episode number 40. So it's very big, I want a very big celebration to episode number 50. Maybe I'll bring all my guests back to episode number 50. But we have a great show today. First of all, we have I was at getting some sponsors yesterday, and Austell from Wright Realty, and I have the owner of Wright Realty, Priscilla D. Wright, over here, and her guest over here. And then coming up on the show, we have Sparrow's topics, of course, from Jacksonville, Florida. I had Sparrow on my show back in my beginning days of my show, back in episode number 9. Episode number 9 to episode number 38. Wow. And in addition to that, we have coming up, let's see what we have coming up over here. We also have Cosmic Chrissy. I'm going to be on her show up in Rhode Island, Brown University radio station, coming up June 19th, I think, coming up. And I'm going to be on realhiphopuncut.com coming up June 17th, of course. I forgot his phone number today. Sorry, Jay. But I'll give you a call on my next show. And in addition to that, coming up today, we have a band out of California, Sean Hagu. I think that's how you pronounce his name, but we'll find out. And then we have this guy from... So Alec Baldwin's brother, Stephen Baldwin, of course. So I recorded him in Buckhead at Planet Smoothie. He's a spokesperson for Planet Smoothie, of course. So, and you know what? I was listening to my interviews, and you know how Rolla said a few episodes ago, Pete, how I say of course a lot? I do say of course a lot because it is something. That's my lingo, I guess, with me saying the Derek Shapiro Show and saying of course. So I think I'm a trendsetter with that. So let me go to my first guest over here. Priscilla D. Wright, of course. Yeah, so of course, I said it again. Okay, so Priscilla D. Wright, and welcome to the show, first of all. And you brought guests, and when I went to your shop yesterday, Wright Realty, okay, you had some interesting people there, okay? And state your name for the... Well, first of all, say hello, of course, Priscilla. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Yes, she's an actress, and she's a teacher, too. You were a teacher at South Cobb High School in Austell. And what did you teach? Really?
Armpit of the South.
And what did you...
I taught there first.
Really?
I taught English. I taught English and drama.
English and drama.
Primarily,
so,
primarily.
I want you to tell me, what am I doing wrong? But if anything,
of course, teachers.
Okay, see? My first criticism from a teacher. See? I need that, okay? I need that to get better, okay? Of course, we have... we have your name?
I'm Robert.
Robert.
What's up, guy?
Yes, Robert. And how are you doing today?
Good, good.
That's good. And you live in Austell for how... You grew up in Austell, right? You were born in Austell?
I was born in Austell.
Yes.
And I still live there.
And right where the Huddle House is, you live there?
Uh-huh. So we had an old house. It was an old plantation house right there at Dobie Lane.
Really?
And it used to be a big cotton farm.
Did they name the Huddle House after you because you all huddled around?
No, that was not... That
was a rumor that got started around, but I'm trying to put all of that. Actually, now I'm starting the rumor now. Okay, and your name, you were at Wright Realty yesterday. And tell me, what's your name, first of all, again?
Richard Holland.
Okay, and you grew up in Austell, too?
Yes, sir, indeed.
Okay. And yesterday I was at the business, and he found a snapping turtle. And the snapping turtle peed on the carpet in Wright Realty. So I'm saying this all for America, all for the world, that if you need any snapping turtles, you can visit my friend.
Thank you.
Exactly. Now, how did you three meet, first of all? Did you all just meet today, yesterday, before I came?
Robert, I taught him in school.
Really? And so you need her still
in
to...
The 70s.
In the 70s.
I heard no folks.
So this is when you wore bell bottoms, right? In the 70s.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So
their idea of smoking was they blew up an M80 in the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
You blew up an M80 in the toilet?
Oh, I never got caught.
Really? But until now. So is this why you're still with her? Because she's giving you detention?
7 years times seven.
So you still need more learning from her for life, right? I need more learning too. And of course, you told me yesterday that you were friends with a singer, of course. And we bring you to this next guest over here too. And what's your name again?
Teresa Gatch.
Teresa
Gatch,
okay. And of course, you grew up in Austell too?
No, Mableton.
Mableton, okay, yes. I have a lot of sponsors in Mableton, by the way. Hello, Mableton. Georgia, of course.
Shout out.
Yes, give a shout out to Mableton, of course. You're not just in Georgia, of course, because he keeps saying, of course. Okay. Well, I come from Rhode Island, so say hello to Rhode Island, of course. Boston.
Hey, Boston.
California. We have Sean Hager from California.
Hey, yes. California.
Florida. Yes. So, see? Yes. And New York City, too. Yeah, the Big Apple. The Big Apple. In the summertime, they call it the Baked Apple because it's so hot, you know. State your name, too.
Bobby Lodging.
Now, that sounds like a real country singer's name. Bobby Lodging. So do you like to go in hotels and lodge in, right?
No.
So tell me about yourself, too.
I'm from Virginia.
Virginia. What brought you down south?
Don't have an answer.
Music, okay. And you're a gospel singer, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you get into gospel?
Started in 1983.
Wow. But how old? Because you're 20-something years old, you know?
No. But thank you for saying.
Yes, exactly. I don't believe you were his teacher either, because you're in your 20s, too. I mean, I believe he's way older than you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. So now you have something planned over here. Now, of course, I told you that I only two planning, but you plan this out really good. You plan this out more than me, okay? And this is my show. This is unbelievable. Now, tell me what you have planned. You planned a little skit for Wright Realty, of course. And we haven't taped the commercial yet for Wright Realty commercial yet, but we'll do that afterwards. You're going to hear it in between, of course, later on. But you plan out a skit for Wright Realty, then you plan out a song. So this is awesome. And I found out, too, that Priscilla's a songwriter, so... Did you bring a song with you today?
Oh, I forgot my song.
You forgot, but do you know it by heart?
I know. Well.
If you know it by heart, you should sing afterwards.
It's X-rated.
X-rated, that's fine.
I hate to put it on with the gospel song.
Okay, yes. Well, of course, this show is no stranger to...
It's on the Rod Stewart Hot Legs.
Rod Stewart Hot Legs.
I actually wrote it for Rod Stewart, and I sent it to his production guy or whatever. And he wanted it. I was supposed to have sent the tape to him, and I never did. So,
really?
You know, it's, but anyway, it's you're lying here close to me, turning me on. Oh, don't you see? Loving me more and more like you never did before. And, oh, God, I see it. Oh, God, I feel it. Oh, God, I need it. Bring it on home to me. And then the chorus is like, gimme, gimme, gimme all you got, because it's warm, 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 getting hot, hot, hot. And if you don't do something quick, it's going to be shot. No, anyway, that's a little bit
awesome, awesome. Here, I'm losing stuff with the Derek Shapiro Show. Wow, okay. So we're going to turn this the star power off onto you guys, okay? And across the world, you're going to be debuting your skit.
Well, I just woke up this morning, didn't know really what to do. I wiped the sleep out of my eyes, and got me a cup of coffee. And I had a decision to make. What was I going to do today? Was I going to Wright Realty or to rehab? And I don't want to go to rehab. No, no, no.
No. We don't want to go to rehab either.
So I read in Priscilla Wright, owner of Wright Realty, and Ricky, her assistant, who must be Whistler's mother's grandson. because boy, can he whistle.
Hello, I'm Priscilla Wright. I need to retire because I are an old folk. I've been in real estate 35 years and all y'all out there need to buy something from me. If you want land, we've got it. And if you progressed up the scale of life, there just may be a penthouse waiting on you. And if you want to move from the country to the big city life, I'll find it for you.
Well, you never know who you're going to run to at the world-famous Wright Realty. I was amazed to find great musicians named Barbie Largent and Teresa Gatch.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Bobby, why don't you sing us that song you recorded in 1975, One Night Stand?
That's right. Mary Young from Virginia, she wrote this song. I didn't know about how good or how bad it was. So we recorded, and within 1 month, I sold over 1,000 copies. Now, I hope you women out there don't get mad at me for doing this thing, and we hope we don't get a whole lot of nasty calls and and letters, but if we do, we'll work with that when we get it. But I hope you like this song, and it'll be all for you, and mainly, for the women of this style. Yeah, I have played with Roy Clark down through the years. I was in the movie with Kenny Rogers called The Six Pack. And things been pretty good down through life for me. So I don't know if I should tell you my age, but you don't get started in a new career at this age. But here's that song for you. It's a long late night for her inside this bar room. A joke to make her laugh and a jukebox to turn her on. A cheap red wine to get the feeling, and a man of any kind to take her home. A nightstand, that's what they call in her, and with a name like that, there's no future left for her. So she sits here with her jokes and wine, try to forget what's on her mind, and promise herself tonight will be the last time. And when they're leaving, the feeling's still the same. And the man who takes her home, she don't even know his name. It's hard for her to leave the hurt and shame. Cause to her, one night stand is still the same. A one-night stand, that's what they callin' her. With a name like that, there's no future left for her. So she sits here with the jokes and wine,
try to forgive what's on her mind and promise herself tonight will be the last time. Yes, one night stand that's
waiting for me to call her.
Oh, the chicken one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We was talking about the Rhode Island Red chicken.
That's right, my home state.
Yeah. And so I said, you didn't know about the Tennessee chicken, did you? And he said, no. So I said, well, I'll do it for you. And go like this. Down in Tennessee, there's bright sunshine. Got a little rooster, that rooster all the time, called the Handy Call Boogie. The Handy Call Boogie. The hen called Boogie makes you boogie woog all the time. While the hen lays eggs, the rooster do the boogie, boogie that boogie, boogie all the time. Call the handy call boogie. Call the handy call boogie. Yeah, the handy call boogie makes you boogie woog all the time. That's the Tennessee boogie chicken.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you a question before we go into the next segment, okay? You were in a movie with Kenny Rogers.
Yes. Called the Six Pack.
Okay, were you one of the leads or were you?
No, I was extra.
You were extra.
Played.
So how can we see you in the movie? Like what scene are you in?
Slow it down, and yeah. When he crashes into the car, just before all the kids are taken to in custody,
yes.
I'll be standing there at the grandstand,
really?
Looking on at that Kenny Rogers that piled into the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, now you made me hungry for Kenny Rogers Roasters.
And I also was looking sadly at the children leaving away because years and years ago, my parents divorced and I went through the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that is pretty cool story. Yes. And I was going to ask you too. How did you meet Teresa? How did you, Priscilla, meet Teresa?
My friend, she worked for an attorney.
Yeah.
And she's a paralegal, so she worked for an attorney, and I had to go to his office to get a divorce.
Really?
and he was a friend of mine for a long time.
And I think I'm going to play a few songs. Before I come back to Cosmic Chrissy, who's waiting in Sparrow, I want you to tell me a few jokes that you told me yesterday. But first, we're going to play a few songs. Then we'll come back. The Brandon Perry Band, When I Fall, new song by them. Then we're going to play Sinai over here from Rich Production Radio, Rich Productions, Sinai Under Fire. Then we'll play, we got a request from one of my fans who want to hear Santana featuring Steven Tyler, Just Feel Better. Then we'll play Jay Smooth, Feel Better from Boston, the rapper Jay Smooth. Then we'll come back with some of your jokes yesterday. Then we're going to go to on the phone with Sparrow from Jacksonville, Florida. And here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
You better kiss me quickly. I'm not too long for this place. The sand in the glass is shifting again. I know you can't wait forever. I got to move on. I heard you before, but this is my last chance. When I fall, I fall back to earth. I'm gonna love you crazy. Now we'll put you first. I'll put this back together, slowly, a piece at a time. But on the wind I feel there's a change. Sails must come unfurled. I take it around the world. I come straight back to you. When I fall, I fall back to earth. I'm gonna love you crazy. fall. I fall back to earth. And we can't stay for days here. Behind us is the worst. And time will try to tear us apart. So don't let these memories fade. The heavens will see us differently. Dark clouds will lift away. When I fall back to earth. And we can't stay for days here. Behind us is the worst. And when we fall back to earth. I'm gonna love you crazy. I will put you first. And when we fall back to earth. Oh, when we fall.
Like a picture developing the dark and cast it into the flames. Everything we once were are now memories in vain. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Like a child whispers in the wind, can you hear my descent? Amen. Seen her. It's been a hard life, yeah, it's been a long road. And many times where it just seems that I've been on my own. And many nights I prayed to God that he would take me home. Tell the devil and my life, but he can't have my soul. Cause if I die before I wake, God is taking me. But if I kill myself asleep, then hell awaits for me. And I just can't even believe that I would say these things. But if you've been through all I've been, then you'll do anything. I cross my heart and hope to die, they would carry me straight to the grave just like a slave, they would bury me. They shall not, and they will not, cause they do care for me. Sometimes I stop and laugh out loud, it's such hypocrisy. How do you love what you would not devote your time to? Maybe you love and just forgot. Let me remind you that I am here and still alive. I hope this finds you before I say my last goodbye. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. It's been my heart's cry to see the other side. But then I sit and I just think, you know what, never mind. Cause all this pain and suffering that I done held aside, I swear it feels like I done lived and died a thousand times. But when you've been through all I've been, what you supposed to do? I feel so puzzled, stuck on stupid, me without the you. And there's no pieces to the picture, stuck without a clue. How do I finish what I started? Get some living proof. The good things come to those who wait, so I just hope and pray. I keep my faith in modern grace and wait another day. And may the sun awake my night before my conscience fades. Or I surrender helplessly just like a castaway. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. Have you seen her? You done been through the struggle and the pain. Let me hear you now scream with me. If you've been used and abused and mistreated, let me hear you now scream with me. If you've been trying to defeat it, can't achieve it, let me hear you now scream with me. We've been holding in this secret, just release it. Let me hear you now scream with me. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans.
I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. Have you seen her?
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and episode number 38, and we have 12 more episodes to number 50, 2 more episodes to episode number 40, and of course, this is the June 15th episode. By the time you're hearing it, this is my first episode as me being 32, of course. So I just celebrated birthday back June 7th, because this is airing June 15th, but recording this 2 days before my birthday, June 5th. Now, when I was in Right Realty yesterday, of course, we heard some jokes. I'm sorry?
This is after the turtle.
After the turtle, yes. This is from the snapping turtle to snapping jokes. This is awesome. Exactly, I'm telling you. No. Exactly. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show is not responsible for the jokes either, okay? I'm just responsible for broadcasting this. Well, I guess I am responsible. So anyway, tell the great jokes you had. This is awesome.
Why did the little bee cross his legs from Memphis to Maine?
Why? All right.
Okay.
And you have one more joke?
Why is a Yankee like a hemorrhoid?
Why?
Once they come down, they don't never go back up, and they're always a pain in the ass.
That's me. See, I'm a Yankee. Now, if I do go back up, what does that make me? If I do go back up to the...
That makes you a good Yankee.
Oh, okay. See. But actually, Boston people hate the Yankees, of course, because we like the Boston Red Sox, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I do thank you all for coming today, of course. And, of course, we're going to get on the phone with Sparrow and Cosmic Chrissy, of course. So, we're going to go back to one more song by Teresa. And here's Teresa right now. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.